22. Goodbye to all that. When you consider it from a human perspective, and clearly it would be difficult for us to do otherwise, life is an odd thing. It couldn't wait to get going, but then, having gotten going, it seemed in very little hurry to move on. Consider the lichen. Lichens are just about the hardiest visible organisms on Earth, but among the least ambitious. They will grow happily enough in a sunny churchyard, but they particularly thrive in environments where no other organism would go, on blowy mountain tops and arctic wastes, wherever there is little but rock and rain and cold and almost no competition. In areas of Antarctica, where virtually nothing else will grow, you can find vast expanses of lichen, 400 types of them, adhering devotedly to every wind-whipped rock. For a long time, people couldn't understand how they did it, because lichens grew on bare rock without evident nourishment or the production of seeds. Many people, educated people, believed they were stones caught in the process of becoming plants. "Spontaneously, inorganic stone becomes living plant," rejoiced one observer, a Dr. Homschutz, in 1819. Closer inspection showed that lichens were more interesting than magical. They are, in fact, a partnership between fungi and algae. The fungi excrete acids that dissolve the surface of the rock, freeing minerals that the algae convert into food sufficient to sustain both. It is not a very exciting arrangement, but it is a conspicuously successful one. The world has more than 20,000 species of lichens.